It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. Is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I'm your girl, Amber May. And just want to thank you for tuning each and every week into the Amber May Show. And I'm sorry that I've been hit and miss a little bit. I don't mean to. I'm just trying to get in the groove of the whole mother thing because I've never been a mother before. And so trying to figure out when I could record, when I take care of the baby, all that stuff. And if you've ever been a first-time parent, you can totally relate. Anyways, I hope you're doing really well. And just want to let you know about a couple things. I've been approached by a radio station, and if you'd love to help expand the Amber May Show, please, please, please pray and consider it. I have the opportunity to be on two stations for $30 a month, and I'm really excited about the opportunity. I've been in radio a long time. I understand that because the price is low, it's probably in a small market during the night. But that's okay. You have to start small, right? If you are faithful for the few, God will bless you with more, right? So to speak, prayer for reason, of course. So pray about it. Let me know. You can get in contact with me at amber@theambermayshow.com. amber@ambermayshow.com, M-A-Y. You can contact me there or write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. So pray about it, and I'd really appreciate your consideration. Hey, while you're on my website at theambermayshow.com, go ahead and hit the tab that's a survey. I would love to get some information about who's listening to the program. That'd really benefit me a lot what you think about the program. Hit my survey page. Send me an email while you're on my website. Let me know you're out there. I don't know how many people this voice touches every day, because on radio you just can't see how many people that you touch every single day. So if you're out there, let me know. I'd really appreciate it. You know, I mentioned, I think it was the last time I recorded, I think I was mentioning also about tithing and about faith and all this stuff. And let me first tell you guys, when I talk to you guys on the radio about biblical issues and biblical principles, I'm no different than you guys. And when I come up on the radio, I pray about a lot of times, what am I going to talk about? And usually, it's things that God's revealing to me in my own life. And if He's revealing them to me, He's probably revealing them to other people as well. So I'm no different than anybody. And you know, I look at the bank account and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have money for tithe. What do I do? What do I do? And I have to start trusting in God. And being a mom now, having that baby trust in me to take care of her needs is kind of giving me a perspective on what I need to do with God. And when He asked me to give 10%, that money is not mine to begin with. It really isn't. If God could just take it out of my paycheck just like the government does, you know, that'd be great. But sometimes it's hard when you don't see your numbers adding up. But God said in Malachi chapter 3, test me and see if I will not open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you can't contain it. And what does Jesus say in the Lord's Prayer? Give me today our daily bread. So if God's asking us for 10%, is He really going to let us go without? The answer is no. You know why I know this? Because I've been quote-unquote testing God in this, as Malachi says, test me in this. So not only have I got some extra work, thank God, because I'm trying to build my own business. It's hard to be a one-income family, so trying to build my own business. So I got some work this month. And also, my husband got overtime, which is very rare to have overtime anymore in this economy. So God blessed us, you know, He gave us more than I gave Him, and it just makes me more assured that I'm doing the right thing, that if I do as God asked me to do, I'm not going to be left holding the bag. How am I going to pay my bills? In fact, you know, God really honors you when you listen to Him, because I would never deny my daughter her needs at all. You know, when she gets older and she wants all kinds of toys, maybe I'll say no to this toy or that toy. Not all toys, of course. But you know what I mean? It's just like, I'm not going to deny my daughter the basic necessities of shelter and food and clothes and all that. I will do whatever I can, whatever I have to do to give her those things. So remember, even Jesus said, doesn't your Heavenly Father love you more than that? What father, Jesus said, what father would give his kid a stone when they asked for bread? And doesn't your Father love you much more than that? And Jesus also said, I think it's Matthew chapter 5. Gosh, I used to have it memorized. Was this 5 or 7? Doesn't God love you more than the lilies of the field and the birds of the air, and they never need provision because God always provides for them? And doesn't he love you more than that? I would say so. If Jesus died for us, he loves us more than that. So that was that. Okay, so I just want to be an encouragement to you guys. I'm dealing with it in my own life. It's a temptation we all deal with. I don't have the money in the bank, but do I still do it? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. And you know what? I'm going to say this. If you're that scared about it, give them something. It's an offering at that point. You're giving something to the Lord. Something. So give him some kind of offering if you're too scared to give him the 10%. The other thing that's been on my mind, and my preacher just preached about it actually this last Sunday, and it's been on my mind for a few weeks now, which is Matthew, again, chapter 5:14. It says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. That's powerful stuff right there. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. And why that's powerful to me is the fact that nobody can demonstrate who God is and what God does and who he can be and how he can help you unless you're demonstrating it to other people. For instance, there's some people on Facebook. I'm trying to build my business. I use social media. I've been friends with production companies and stuff like that across the country. I've never seen these people face to face, but people share on their Facebook when tragedy hits. So this one man said that his daughter, or son, I'm not sure which one, he lost his grandchild basically. And my heart went out to that mom, the dad, the grandparents, because I know what it feels like to lose a baby. And maybe I haven't ever lost a baby that I held, but I've lost 3 babies nonetheless, and I know what that feels like. And I reached out to them, and I just kind of told them, lightly, you know, not this long dissertation, I've been where you've at, and I'm praying for you. And then today, I wrote back, and I asked how he's doing on Facebook, told him I'm praying for him, and he appreciated that. When you do stuff like that, you're really demonstrating who God is, and this world needs him so much because there's so much pain, so much suffering, so much hurt that goes on in this world, so much uncertainty, especially with a volatile economy. How people wonder, how am I going to feed my kids? How am I going to take care of my kids? Especially in third world countries, why do you think the terrorists are big as they are? Because they prey on these people that don't have money to provide for their family. And they say, I'll provide for your family. You go kill this or you go bomb that and I'll give you money. Well, that's blood money and that's disgusting money. But we have a God here that says, I can give you something out of nothing. Look at the Israelites in the desert. He had Moses hit a stone and water came out of it. Hit a stone. Can we make a stone gush out water? No. You know what he also did? He put manna out every day for them to eat. He brought quail to them to eat. I mean, God can do something out of nothing. He made this world out of nothing. There was nothing in existence, and God spoke it into being, and there it was. So God can work in these third world countries so that these terrorist organizations don't have to prey on these people, and these people don't have to die in vain, and don't have to kill in vain, and don't have to provide for their families with blood money. Same thing with just us living in, you know, Europe or America, where we don't necessarily deal with third world issues, but we deal with issues nonetheless. I mean, everything's expensive, wages aren't going up, and it's getting really hard to provide for your family. Government takes more and more money out of your pocket. It's hard to provide. So what do? You can't make people give you money. You can't make people give you jobs. You can't do any of that. But what you can do is rely on God and just stand on his promise that he's going to take care of you. And by doing that, you're going to be a light to somebody else. When they see that you're trying to obey God and lean on him for provision, and you can say, you can speak that into somebody when someone's struggling and say, look at what God's done in my life. He's going to do the same in your life, because this God never changes. Never changes. He says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. And the one thing he never, ever, 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 ever changes about is his love for you. Ever. He thinks about you more than you know. He loves you more than you can ever imagine. If you have a child, you know how much you love your kid. And just think, God loves you so much more than you love your kid. And it's hard to believe how much love that could be. But a city on a hill cannot be hidden. You have to be that light to the world, because this world is crying for help. There's a lot of people who are crying inside and need help because they're depressed, because their wife left them, their husband left them, they're broke. Maybe they went bankrupt. Maybe they lost everything. Maybe someone got a illness, a terminal illness, and is taking the life of someone they love. Maybe someone lost their baby, their child. I don't know what's out there, but there's so many hurts. Maybe someone got raped. Maybe someone got murdered. I don't know. There's just so much hurt out there. But God needs you. God needs you. You know, if it wasn't for sinners, God would have nobody to use. You know, there's no perfect person. In the Bible, you see how God used sinners all the time. And he got the word out using sinners. And he's like, you know what? Yeah, you screwed up. I can still use you, because that's a light to people. Some people think God could never use me because I screwed up so bad in my life. God could never use someone like me. And that's not true. Because you look at the Bible, Samson, he had a sex problem. He wanted to have sex with all these females. And God still used him. He still accomplished his goal. Did God approve of that? No. But God still used a sinner. David sinned. He still used David. All the people in the Bible, Abraham sinned. All the people in the Bible have sinned. Every one of them, okay? There's no perfect person out there. But God has to use somebody, and he chooses to use people. Because, you know, at the end of the day, God knew all those people loved him and wanted to honor him. But he knows that we're not perfect people. But he needs you. He needs you so bad to be a light to somebody. And I want to encourage you this week to be a light to somebody this week. Talk to someone. You know, the best way to win someone over to the Lord is being their friend. Not hammering them with the Bible, but just speaking the truth to them in love. Little by little, using your example and saying, you know, God loves you so much and God has a better way for you. Not saying, you know, what you're doing is sinful and God is going to come down on you and you're going to go to hell for what you... No, that's not the way to do it. Use this phrase. God loves you so much. He has a better way for you. There's a better way for you to live. And just be a friend and say, you know, God did this for me when I was X, Y, and Z. When I was in this situation, this is what God did, and he wants to do the same for you. Speak into them. Be a light that cannot be hidden. And that's what I want to encourage you to do today. Remember, get in touch with me. Visit my website, theamremayshow.com, theamremayshow.com. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, thinking about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.